Tim, how you doing this morning?
Doing okay, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing well. Were you following the Celtics and Lakers? You know, kind of the old school matchup?
Yeah, I guess I will. I got nothing else to do. I don't know what else to do myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll probably watch some of it.
I know it's tough, you know, to think about what happened out in Tempe over the weekend, but when you look back on this season and the careers of these core players that you're losing after this year, you're going to have to feel good about what they contributed to the program.
I think someday, you know, you'll think about that. Yeah, they have added a lot to the program. It's just, you know, it's disappointing, though. You can't go a step further because I think, you know, in 6 years, I would have thought we would have somehow been able to find our way to Omaha. But, you know, it's difficult to do, and we're making steps. Sometimes they seem like baby steps when you're going through it. But these older kids had a lot to do with it, you know, seniors and juniors, and we're going to lose a lot of them. But, you know, should still have a pretty good team next year.
Tim, if I asked the same question to Jeff Forehan the other day, is that as you go through this thing, obviously the players play, but is there anything that you've learned from this this postseason, this year actually, about yourself, or something that, you know, maybe that you want to, you're going to change or do something differently, or that you've learned from?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this is the first time really I've had a senior laden team and an older team, and usually we've been an underdog and younger kids. Even last year, you know, as well as we played initially, we weren't supposed to be that type of team. But this year, you know, we didn't line up. No parts of our game really lined up. We had a very youthful pitching staff. We had some older kids on the field, and at no point during the part of the season did it seem like everything lined up together, where the pitching was good, the hitting was good, and the defense was very solid. It was kind of up and down. So I don't know. I think once I get through the season and kind of look at it a little bit differently, I'll learn a lot. You know, certainly on an approach to coaching older kids, it was fun. Just disappointed at the end, though. You know, you just want to go a step further. But I think I realized that when we were going through this at the end, that we weren't the power team that some other teams out there were.
Fair to say, Tim, that last game, that second loss to Oklahoma, was sort of a microcosm of your season?
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. I mean, even before that home run, I mean, there's a ball with bases loaded, two outs, ball hit to Feinberg at second base, just a routine hop. The hop before it gets to him goes over his head by 5 feet, both runs score, they go up. I mean, what could go wrong did go wrong. You got to make your own breaks. There's no excuses. I mean, you know, we just didn't do enough, but my God, I mean, yeah, that was exactly what happened during the course of the season, and that's usually the way it goes.
Talk about the, you know, and Kevin brought this up initially about the core of seniors that you're losing, but in a sense, maybe they've set the table for the young guys, haven't they?
Well, I think they have. I mean, there's a lot of kids here who, you know, the records and everything that was established before Vanderbilt, you know, is completely owned by these set of kids. And, you know, the style of play, I think, in a lot of ways. But now it's going to be completely different because you've got an older pitching staff coming in next year is the older pitching staff, and then you've got all these new position players. Now, the only thing they'll be missing is all these new position players won't really be able to see how Ryan Flaherty or Pedro Alvarez or Dominic De Losa prepares for practice and games and things like that. So, you know, in a lot of ways we'll have to start over, but, you know, that's exciting too because it's a breath of fresh air. And you've got kids in who will be very hungry. They'll be very talented, but you know, to play at this level, there's still a lot of work to do.
Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin is our guest. You expect Pedro Alvarez a top five pick? I'm not sure. You know, Tampa Bay will have the number one pick. They have, you know, Evan Longoria, you know, entrenched there at third base. Give us some idea of maybe where you expect him to go.
Yeah, he's a top five pick for sure. I mean, he could be the first pick. I don't think he will, but I don't know that for sure, just because I don't think he fits after they signed Longoria to that 7-year deal, and they play the same position. But Pedro definitely is a third baseman in the big league. Sometimes you see a kid like that and you say, okay, you know, we're going to make a position switch. We could just see him growing into a first baseman. But he's very athletic. He's got great tools. And, you know, how many left-handed hitters that with power can you name that play third base? I mean, he's a commodity. You just don't see that many kids like that. So I think, I don't know if he slides by the second or third pick, to be honest with you. If they don't take him the first pick, then I think 2, 3, 4, he's certainly not going to slide past 5. He's too good a player.
Pedro, like David Price, is one of those guys who is a program-changing player, isn't he?
Yes,
for your program.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, he gives us name recognition. I mean, you know, anywhere. I had a buddy that went to the Celtics game a week ago, a Pistons game, and he called me. He says, "Corbs," he goes, "you'll never believe what I'm looking at right now." He goes, "there's 6 guys with Vanderbilt baseball with number 24 on the back." I mean, this is in Boston, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, people associate themselves with this program with a Pedro Alvarez. He's a big name, and the thing that hurt him was just, you know, the 8-9 weeks could never really get in a groove, and that's unfortunate for him. It's unfortunate for our team because, you know, he's such a big presence with the bat, but he's going to have a good career, and he'll help us down the road, continuing to help us with his name and what he's accomplished here at Vanderbilt.
How cool was it for you to see David Price outpitch Pedro, you know, in that game last week in the Florida State League? You get the feeling at some point that they may meet again on a bigger stage, but David with 6 scoreless innings. Pedro allows 2 runs, and Pedro comes away just praising David to the skies.
He left me a message, and then he called me. We were in Arizona, and I wish I could play it back for you what he said. He just said, "Corbs," he goes, I'm untouchable. He goes, "I threw 96, 98, he's telling me all these things." And so I finally called him. I said, "How was your breaking ball?" He goes, "They never put it in play." And he's just so deadpan honest about his own abilities. You know, he's one of those kids who can, he's confident, and you know it, and he knows it, but it never comes off as, and he's not presumptuous. He's just an a very unusual guy, and boy, I miss him. He was a leader, too. And I'll tell you, that's something that you, after a guy like that's gone, there's a whole lot of things that you see that you say, you know, wow, that we miss that guy because of this. Not just his pitching on the field, but I told Tampa Bay when they drafted him, I said, "You think you got a good arm out there?" But I said, "Wait until that guy enters your clubhouse." I said, "He is a program changer." I said, "I don't care who is it, what level." I said, "His personality, his charisma, and his directness with people without hurting their feelings is very unusual, and it's hard to come by, but I just think he's a program changer. He will do a lot for that franchise."
Visiting with Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. You guys didn't play him this time around this past weekend, but do you think Arizona State could go to Omaha and pretty much win the whole deal? I know there are the other strong teams around the country, but they've looked awfully tough.
No question about it. I think they are the best team. And, you know, had we won that Oklahoma game, I'd like to sound very positive, but they probably would have crushed us. I mean, we had no pitching left, and they're just a very, very solid offensive team. Can't really stop them. I think there's 3 power, 4 power teams, in my opinion, and it's Arizona State, Miami, North Carolina, and Florida State. And I think those teams right there reign superior to every other college baseball team with pitching, hitting, and just older kids at the right time and very well balanced. But Arizona State, to me, would be my pick. And, you know, I'd like to see him. That guy's my best friend, and I'd like to see him go a little bit further.
Tim, to kind of take a different track as we wrap things up here, what do you think about the idea of replay in baseball, using it, you know, for home run or fair or foul calls? Do you think it would really disrupt the game that much that it would make a difference?
No, I don't think it would slow it down, but that's the only case that I would use it just for home runs. I think other than that, you know, I wouldn't want replay to get involved in baseball, to be honest with you. But I think in a home run situation where you just got to check it quick, I mean, it is what it is. It's black or white. There's no gray area. You know it hit the foul pole, it didn't hit the foul pole, and that's what a replay would tell you. And after that, what can you say? You're just getting the call right. But I don't think we'd waste any more time than what they do now, just standing around bitching about something that you don't know happened or didn't happen. And I think it would be that part of it would be okay with me.
Timmy, congratulations on another terrific season, and we'll speak to you again down the line.
We'll see you guys. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it as well.